Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Monte Carlo Fashions Limited Q4 FY 2023 earnings conference call hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. We have with us today Mr. Dinesh Coquina, Director, Mr. Sandeep Jain, Executive Director, Mr. Rishab Oswal, Executive Director, Mr. R.K. Sharma, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Ankur Gauba, Company Secretary. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Bhavika Choudhary from Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to thank the management and thank them for this opportunity. I shall now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks. Over to you, gentlemen.
Yeah. Very good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us for this earnings call of Monte Carlo Fashions Limited to discuss the financial and operating performance for the fourth quarter and the annual financial year ending 2023. I would like to highlight that certain statements made or discussed over the conference call today will be forward-looking statements. A disclaimer to this effect has been included in the presentation of results shared with you earlier. Result documents are also available on the company's website and also have been updated on the stock exchanges. A transcript of this call would also be made available on the investor section of the company's website. First, I would like to talk about the macro environment. The Indian economy has rebounded strongly in financial 2023, and we have witnessed a very strong financial performance by reaching our highest ever top line and bottom line. All our stores across geographies continue to be operational, and the strong brand pool of Monte Carlo is drawing in solid footfalls and generating sales growth. Indian domestic textiles and apparel market is expected to grow 10% CAGR to reach 190 billion by 2026. The shifting consumer preferences towards branded apparel give us ample scope for growth. Let me share the standalone financial and operational highlights for the fourth quarter of financial 2023. In Q4 financial 2023, the company recorded revenues of 237 crores, registering a growth of 46% year-on-year. Operating EBITDA for this quarter was 33 crores, a growth of 44% year-on-year. The profit after tax stood at 20 crore, growing by 55% year-on-year. The strong revenue growth is primarily attributed to strong sales in summer categories of T-shirts, denim, and trousers, along with a higher number of EBOs and MBOs selling the company's products have also contributed to sales growth. The company has also increased its presence in southern and western states. The financial 2023 revenue from operations stood at 1,118 crore, growing by 24% year-on-year. Operating EBITDA was 218 crore, which is a growth of 21% year-on-year. Profit after tax stood at 133 crore, representing a growth of 16% year-on-year. We had a cash balance of 283 crore, which comprises cash and bank balance along with the current and non-current investments. Long-term borrowing is 3 crore as of March 2023 compared to 8 crore as of March 2022, which shows our efficacy in servicing our debt. Monte Carlo Fashions continues with its endeavor to build a leading branded apparel company with a well-diversified product portfolio such as cotton, woolen, kids, and home furnishing. Apart from the cotton segment, we also produce other garments. We also make cotton T-shirts under the economical category of Clock and Decker. The ability to tap various market segments provides the company a tremendous opportunities for growth in the years to come. The key strength is a vast and a growing distribution network with a diversified presence across India. The company's product reaches the end user through different distribution channels. The company currently has 2,450 MBOs, 350+ EBOs, and 1,100+ national chain store plus SIS. Concerning online sales, we are looking to focus more on selling through our own portal. However, clothes are available on various e-commerce websites such as Ajio, Amazon, Flipkart, Myntra, FirstCry, Jabong, and Capsense. The company has opened 47 new stores in different regions, out of which 26 stores were opened in northern region, 7 stores were opened in central region, 7 stores were opened in eastern region, and 4 stores were opened in western region, and 3 stores were opened in southern region. With this, the total number of EBO has reached 350 across 20 states and 4 union territories. The company maintains the next year guidance of opening 50 to 55 new stores. The trade show for summer conducted in 2022 witnessed healthy traction, helping to build a robust order book for summers. The company continued to enjoy and strengthen its position in cotton and woolen portfolios simultaneously, thus building resilience and enhancing its operations. Most of our net revenue is from franchise EBOs and MBOs, where we primarily sell on outright basis. Under the business model, there is no significant inventory risk and we remain insulated from the average hazard sales in branded apparel business. To date, we have experienced almost zero bad debts in our business, which is a testimony to our robust business model based on a zero credit risk policy for the company. At Monte Carlo, we try to provide our customer with finance closing through product innovation, high quality, launch of new collection from time to time. Moreover, we continually working towards changing the look and feel of our stores to give our customers the best in class experience. We are optimistic about our future growth and earnings potential. We believe that we have a strong foundation for the future, which we will provide with sustainable and a profitable growth for the long term. While our focus will be to maximize revenue growth going forward, our considerable interest is in building the profitability by maintaining cost control measures. To further enhance our brand's recall and visibility, we focus on advertising through different platforms like television, online, retail channels, national and regional newspapers, hoardings, billboards, displayed at airports and cinemas. The company has recently implemented SAP S/4HANA solutions, which is a fashion and vertical business. This intelligent ERP provides real-time and predictive consumer trend insights in all business areas. This will also enhance the flexibility and the agility to deliver end-to-end customer experience and at the same time achieve significant bottom line cost savings. Now we can open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you very much.
Should we open the floor for questions?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchstone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cynical PMS. Please go ahead.
So many congratulations for good numbers, sir. But sir, it's the first time that in a long time that sir we are a net debt company, and also the first time in a long time when our operating cash flow for the whole year is negative. So there has been a disproportionate increase in working capital. So you think that this will again revert back and we will become net cash company again?
Yeah, surely. This is just a short-term phenomena, as we have some stock of last winter, the fresh stock which we are keeping, which has built the inventory, but that's going to liquidate it, I think, in coming 3-4 months. So as you have rightly said, we'll be definitely a free cash flow positive company by the year end.
Sir, and now since we have had very strong growth post-COVID, so the base has become higher and now we have cross 1,000 crore revenue number also. So from this base now in FY24, will we be able to sustain anything like 20% kind of growth?
See, let me first of tell you that the market right now is discretionary spending is actually have come down in last few months. But we see that the May is recovering. The May sales have been good as compared to April sales. So there are certain uncertainty in the market right now. So I would not like to comment on the growth part in this quarter, but definitely we'll come out with our growth guidance in the next quarter, in Q2.
So, sir, answer as regards margins, sir, with input prices going down, sir, you think our margins can go up or you expect them to sustain at same level?
The one thing which is very, very sure is that we're going to maintain our margins in this financial year, because you rightly said that the input costs have come down and the cotton prices have also come down. So there is every chance that it can go up also, but definitely we'll like to maintain our margins.
Right, sir. And so lastly, on the CapEx, what kind of CapEx are we looking to incur this year as well as next year? And sir, when will our Jammu home textile plant, when is it expected to come on stream?
See, the expected CapEx in this year is around 100 crore, and we think that the Jammu plant should be operational by June or July next financial year.
Sir, so basically, if the plant operates for, let's say, three quarters of this financial year, sir, so what kind of capacity utilization, how fast can we ramp up that plant? And sir, also, sir, in the initial quarters, will there be some losses? I mean, by the time the utilization increases, will there be some initial losses in that plant?
See, the plant is going to come on only in the next financial year. So this year it doesn't have any effect on any of our present business. So next year, definitely from July onwards, it should add to the revenues.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you very much and best of luck.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Viraj Parekh from Carnelian. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on a great set of numbers. A few questions from my end. Firstly, we had a strong quarter four this year. Historically, we haven't, been a profitable Q4 quarter. So just wanted to understand that, is this like a one-off quarter, or can this be, sustained going ahead? And, what led to the performance of such a strong quarter? If you could highlight a few points for that.
See, I think if you see the last quarter also was we have a good profit of around 16 crore before tax. Before that, yes, we used to have some losses because of winter sales, USS. But as the summer sales is increasing every year, and last year it was good, and this year it is even better. So as the summer sale is increasing in the fourth quarter, definitely we're going to have a profit every quarter.
Okay, so this quarter four was mainly dominated by summer sales. There was no kind of spillover of late winter sales to Q4?
Yeah, there are some winter sales also, but it's dominated by the summer sales because summer dispatches happen normally in February and March.
Deep winter.
Winter.
Deep winter. That has affected us.
Okay. So, second question is, in terms of we've upgraded our guidance in terms of store openings. Like, we have guidance range of 50-55 store openings in FY24. So I just wanted to understand whether we'll be concentrated in the north and east, or are we looking to go a little bit aggressive in the south, west or central region of India?
No, we already said in our last phone call also that we are looking at pan-India. Our 15-20% stores are open in south and west, and rest are coming in northern and eastern central India. And last year we guided for 40-45 stores, but we opened 47 stores. And this year we gave a guidance of 50-55 stores. And again, the phenomenon will remain same. The 15-20 stores will come in southern and western markets.
Okay. So another question is in terms of Rocket. So I guess last year we decided to, take it more towards the offline channel. So if you can, understand that what is the contribution of Rocket or athleisure segment in FY23? And how are we looking into ramp up going in FY24? Like, what's our strategy going ahead?
So hi, this is Rishabh Oswal this side. So as you said, we launched the Rocket category during summer in this financial year, and we are seeing good traction. We've also done the order taking for the next winter session, and the sample range that we made was well accepted by the market. The pricing was suitable, and we've got a good order book value. So I see Rocket doing good in the coming years. More focus is on the athleisure segment. We saw that the 100% polyester dry fit t-shirts do not really sell well in the multi-brand outlets. So we've differentiated the mix of the products, and we're getting a good response with that. We are targeting a turnover of 15 crores in this financial year from the brand.
I'm sorry, is it 15 or 50?
15, 1-5.
Okay, that's all from my end. I'll get back in queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay from O3 Wealth and Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, and congrats on good set of numbers. Can you give an idea of how are the rentals, rents moving for commercial, and are we seeing the rents or reducing on that space, and is it good time to growth, or what is leading to so much of penetration on retail side? New storage, yes. Can you give?
As there is some slowness in the market, which I think you have witnessed, so there are some negotiations which are happening right now, but it's not considerable ones. The locations which are prime locations are not offering any discounts. But yes, there are locations on high streets. They are, when we are going for a negotiation for the new locations, there definitely there is scope is there for reduction of the rents.
Okay, okay. And do you think that this would be good time to grow because of, and are the agreements also happening for longer period of time?
Yeah, agreement normally happens for 3+3+3, 9 years. So the rents change after 3 years. So all the agreements, basically what we do is for 9 years.
Okay. And one more thing, are you seeing competition being also that aggressive on the retail side? Because or do you think competition has also reduced? Because what we see is the market, there is some slowdown what we hear from most companies. But most of the listed players have shown very decent growth rate in last 2-3 years. And almost everyone's revenue is far higher than what it was in pre-COVID. And the type of growth what we have seen in FY22-23 is also much ahead of what was seen from FY15-19. So is it just some competitive intensity reduced, or you are also seeing that customer affinity has significantly changed towards some of the brands? How should I as an investor try to understand this phenomena?
See, I think if I say that after COVID, you know, people were not shopping at all. There was no revenge traveling. So they were not going out. So I would say that these 2 years have been, you know, once people were confined at home, so these 2 years have been people are shopping, people are going for traveling, you're not getting airline tickets, those are getting expensive, hotels are not available. So I think these 2 years everybody grew because people were spending money like anything as they were confined to the rooms. But now as we see that the inflation is actually moving up, but in last 1 month, it has gone down. So there are some cuts in the discretionary spending, what we have witnessed. And that is also witnessed from the mass market. If you see the results of all the, like, Dollar Lux or Page Industry, they have gone down and their margins are also affected. So the mass level, definitely, there is some threat. But fortunately, we are in a segment which is a premium segment, where the effect is not that, I would say, that intense. So we have been able to grow. But definitely, people are actually getting impacted when the price rise is there and when inflation is there. But one good thing which I think we see is that the now inflation is under control from last 2 months. And there is every chance that in next 2-3 months, there is some cut in the interest rate also, which would further aid to the recovery. And we are very confident that going forward, I think in the September-October time, we should have the recovery in place.
And you are not seeing any down trading on the customer side? Or you are seeing, because this is a discretionary product what we are selling. And a lot of scope for down trading is there, okay? So are you seeing some risks of that, or the customer behavior in that direction, or do you think customer is moving on the uptrade only right now?
Yeah, that's what I said. Now, April was a little slow for us. So May the recovery has started. And we are confident that going forward, as inflation is contained, and also there is every scope that the RBI cuts interest rate also. So I think that will boost the spending also. So we are confident that when we reach to September, October time, the economy would be back on track.
Okay. Okay. Thank you from my side.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Nitya Shah from Kamayakya Wealth Management Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. I just wanted to understand, how is the online segment of your business doing? Like all the channel partners you have online, how is the sales from there?
There was some inventory questions. So hi. Again, this is Richard Desai. So as you would have seen, after the COVID, we almost doubled our sales.
This year it has been stagnant. There were some issues because of doubling the sale. We had some operational issues, which has now been resolved. We've hired a couple of new third-party logistic company to take care of the inventory. And we've also increased the production and focus on the supply chain of online. Also, for 3 months during winters, our online advertisement accounts were affected due to some technical difficulties, which have now been resolved. And this went back again in January. So if you see, I can share the data later on month, from January, we've been doubling our own website sales ever since the AdSense account issue has been resolved. So we see going forward, this year we should be growing at a 15% to 20% rate.
For the online part, right?
For the online part, and the main focus on this would be on our own website. So we want to increase our own website by around 50% to 60%.
All right. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Arjun Sharma Chandanani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my question and congrats on a great set of numbers. So what I wanted to understand was, since there's a lot of inventory built up this year, is this inventory going to be discounted now because it's winter inventory over the next 3-4 months? And is this how it's going to be sold? And also, what's the inventory levels at the franchise store?
No, this is basically what happened. The last winter, the winter was delayed. So what we did was that some of the styles, some of the articles, which were complete, you know, new articles, and they were like the set-wise when we say it's a fresh merchandise. So we kept it, you know, at our store, and we have not dispatched it. So there is the inventory which is showing in the books. But that inventory will be liquidated in August and September this financial year. So going forward, we'll see that the inventory comes down once this inventory goes back to the stores. And there are inventory as far as franchises and our reviews are concerned, it is same as the last year's levels. So it's under control.
All right, thank you. And just one more question. The stores that you will be opening, how many will be franchise operated and how many will be company operated?
See, always it's 90% is it's a franchise operated only. It's only 10% are company operated.
Okay, for the next year also that you will be opening, you're looking at the same
ratio. The ratio remains same.
All right. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes on the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, even though last year we had good growth, sir, our dividend is constant year on year. And sir, also, sir, any thoughts on a share buyback instead of dividend, sir, because it is more tax efficient and most of our shareholding is in individual name only and not institutional shareholding. So the taxation is 35% versus 23% and your thoughts on the same?
See, I think we discussed the same in our management meeting. So, in case we go for a buyback, as the price is also, you know, very high now, it involves a lot of, cash to be distributed. But as far as this year is concerned, you know that we are putting up a blanket plant in J&K, which requires a lot of investment. It's around 100 crore of investment, which is going in there also. So that is why the company decided that it's the right time to give dividend to conserve some cash so that the future capex, you know, is also kept in mind in the company's mind so that we can use that cash in the upcoming plants.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much. And
thank you. Next question comes to the line of Viraj Parekh from Carnelian. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up, sir. Just one question. If you can share some numbers in terms of volume growth segment-wise for FY23, would be helpful. Like, how have we grown there?
I can give you the broad woolen and cotton numbers. The broad number is that in volume terms, we grew almost...
numbers.
Not a full year. So it was 15,11,000 for woolen division, which is 17,31,000 for this financial year. And for cotton, it was 57,67,000. And this year it is 66,87,000. And for textile, it is 9,93,000, which is 10,71,000 for this financial year. And for kids segment, it was 11 lakh last year, 12,76,000 this year. So overall, the volume growth is 1.6 crore pieces was last year and 1.16 crore pieces is this year. So almost 15% growth in the volumes if we total all the pieces.
Thank you so much, sir. All the best to you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Dinesh Mistry, Investor First Advisor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir, and congratulations on the good set of numbers, and thank you for taking the time out to talk to us. I had two questions. Both are related to your working capital. Number one is that, sir, you talked about the inventory being high. I think it's about roughly 171 crores the increase that has happened as per your cash flow. So, sir, did we, for did we have more winter inventory than what we anticipated to sell? That's question number one.
See, as I explained earlier also, the last winter was delayed one. So some of the merchandise inventory, we didn't, send it to our EBOs and LFS channel because it would have gone for discount sales. Mm-hmm. To save that part, we just, kept that inventory at our warehouse, which we thought that will be used next year because these are the fresh articles. They were not the discounted ones. So that is why the inventory of around 100 CR went up in last financial year, and I think that will be liquidated in August and September this financial year. So it will come back to the normal level.
Got it. So we will sell it at full price going full into price, the next yes. winter season.
Basically. That is why it was not sent to the showrooms in EOSS period last year.
Got it. And sir, on a similar round, if you could help explain, understand the receivables as well. Because the receivable increase has been, fairly high. So, what is the situation there?
One was because of, the increase in sales also. As the increase in sales is there, so receivable have also gone up. And secondly, definitely there have been some delayed payment. But I think that by June 30th, we'll be able to recover everything.
Got it, sir. And these delays are from existing channel partners or from new channel partners, sir?
Basically, it's more from, ambulance business where there are some delays, but those have been sorted out. And by 30th June, we'll be getting everything.
All right. Okay, sir. Thank you very much and wish you the very best of luck. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Tanish Mistry from Investor First Advisor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Yes, sir. Sorry, I just wanted to ask one more question. What would be this receivable that we are hoping to recover from the NBOs by June 30th? Any sense on the quantum?
That's not much. It's a regular sales. It's not anything which is alarming or delayed one. Sometimes what happens is that the payment which comes in 90 days normally takes 100 days, 10, 15 days extra. So that's what is there. So when we have a Q1 balance sheet ready, so you would see that this comes to the normal level only.
Got it. And sir, just one more question. Last year, I know you had locked in rates on the raw material side. So this year, how are you looking at the raw material purchase and locking in rate for the rest of your year?
They're very favorable. You know that the cotton prices have come down from peak to almost 30%. And this year we'll be getting benefit of that raw material purchase. So definitely you would see that it's helping us in improving our margins.
Got it, got it. Because I'm just trying to understand from the perspective that if you see Q4 over Q4, our gross margins have contracted a bit. So was that an account of product mix, selling price, or was that on account of the raw materials?
No, no, I don't think this is a significant one. And please see us on a yearly basis. So there are variations quarter
only.
To quarter.
And, no, no, I'm seeing yearly basis only. I'm seeing Q4 versus Q4.
No, no, see us yearly basis for a full year revenue I'm talking about. So there might be some quarter-to-quarter variations, but if you see the yearly-wise, they are more stable.
Got it. Got it. Yeah. Understood. And our advertising will be stable at that 3-4% of sales?
No, no, it's going to go down. So last year it was just 2.3% of our sales. This year it has gone to 4% of our revenues in this financial year, but next year we are going to bring it down to 3% of our revenues.
Okay, and you feel that it will not impact our brand and our distribution and all that?
No, 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 because even we thought of spending 3% last financial year, but there were some there are some areas we think that it is required to spend more, so that was spent because of that. But otherwise, normally we maintain 3% of our guidance in every financial year.
Got it, got it. Okay, sir. Thank you very much and wish you the very best of luck. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes to the line of Dhiral from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So what I can see that in last 2 years, sir, we have seen a very strong acceleration in revenue, in our store opening, in our margins. So what has changed in our underlying strategy, you know, which has led to the phenomenal growth, sir? Because if I look at the past few years growth, not comparing FY21, but, you know, beyond that, the growth has remained stagnant. But now we have, our business has improved drastically, sir.
I think there were two reasons for that. One reason is that the acceptability of summer product is increasing every year. So it always takes time when you introduce a new product. Customers takes time to accept it and then comes the repeat purchases. So that's what is happening from last 2 years. And also, so there have been some aggressive expansion plans also in LFS, in online. And also we have started, aggressively opening our EBOs from 25-30 to 40-45 because summer range is now more acceptable. So we started opening our EBOs at South and West also, which we were not doing earlier. And if you see that in last 2 years, the sale which was 37 crore in South and West has gone to 100 crore in 2 years' time. So that is how when the summer products are getting acceptance, so also the revenue is also increasing every year.
And sir, when you talked about the discretionary spending is somewhat slowing down, although you have seen some recovery in May, but what gives you confidence to, you know, open it in 55 to 60 stores in FY24 versus 45 or 47 stores in FY23?
See, again, I would repeat what I said is that, so the inflation is impacting the masses. Definitely it is impacting the upper middle class also, but that is less as compared to masses. So that is why as we have seen attraction in our sales in last financial year also, and going forward as we are getting acceptance in South and West also, so it gives us confidence that we should go ahead with our current expansion plan, and we think that this is a short-term phenomena. India is a long story. So there are 3-6 months which are definitely comes always when there are 2 years of, you know, aggressive spending by the Indians. So I would say that it's a break of 4 to 5 months, and again we will be back on track by September or October. As inflation is also coming down, so that would definitely aid the spending going forward.
And so lastly, on the online side, when we are talking about, you know, just a 15-20% kind of a growth in FY24, so on a low base, the growth should be, in fact, even higher, right? So why we are talking about just a 15-20% kind of a growth, sir?
So hi, this is Rishabh Desai. So as you know, majority of the sales that happen online are on a discount basis. Whereas because we have a large offline presence, we are very particular in terms of the discounting parity that we offer across all the channels. So that is one reason. But
as mentioned earlier also, we are also seeing a shift from some buying patterns. Earlier, these partners used to buy outright from all the brands, but as they are working on their profitability, their outright purchases have reduced significantly, and most focus is on the marketplace model. So, taking that into account, we've given a guidance of 15 to 20% and 50% growth for our own website.
Okay, so working capital remains same when we sell it to the online partner as compared to the offline partners?
It is more or less same because they pay us on a sale-based method. So whenever the sale happens, the payment comes to us in the next month. So more or less it is in line with our large format store and shop-in-shop partners, the payment terms.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Akshay Kotari from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. So if you look at the northern, central and eastern part where your 86% of revenue is concentrated, the GSDP per capita of these states are increasing. But what is actually driving the growth over there in terms of structurally, if you can mention it?
I think it's the merchandise and addition of categories which is driving our sales in these markets.
Okay. No, I'm talking from an economy perspective. For example, UP, Bihar. So what has actually changed over there? Because these states are growing at somehow around 15% plus.
See, I think the government is definitely supporting, as far as UP is concerned, it has, the spending is increasing because income level is increasing. So we see that UP offers a lot more potential than it was, I would say that 5-7 years back. So similarly, in any state where you have a good governance, definitely the sales increases.
Okay. So are we looking for any inorganic acquisition on the for foraying in south and western markets?
No, not at all. Not right now. So we are just concentrating on improving our brand awareness and improving our businesses in those areas.
Okay. And so what are processing charges in your other expenses which you have mentioned?
Smaller items.
There are smaller, some of the contract work which we do at the factory which is in the process of the garments. Okay. So that are the processing charges we pay to the contractors.
Okay. Yeah, that's it for me.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Keshav Gal from Counter Cyclical Investment Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted to understand that, sir, last year out of roughly 24% growth in our revenue, sir, what percentage was approximately revenue and what percentage was realization growth?
16% was the volume growth, rest was the value growth.
Okay, sir. Sir, and sir, have we taken any price cuts due to falling raw material prices till now, or do we plan to take it going forward?
No. MRP doesn't go down when the even raw material prices are going down. So MRP remains same, but it actually goes up 1-2% every year because to cover the other expenses.
Okay, sir, that is really great. And sir, I was just comparing our company with other listed company Go Fashions. So their working capital is a fraction of our working capital. So, can we do something to reduce our steady state working capital? I mean, I understand that this 31st March, there was a disproportionate increase, temporary increase, but I am talking from a mid to long term time horizon that can we do anything to reduce our steady state working capital?
See, both the businesses are not comparable at all. So they are like FMCG products. So we are basically more focused on, apparels. So if you see that the third quarter constitutes almost 50% of the sales. So for that to go for that sale, we need to have the inventory build up at least 3 to 4 months in advance. So our cycle will remain like that, but definitely we have to compare us on annual basis that about the other parameters, not only the inventory parameter.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Nitya Shah from Kamayakya Wealth Management Private Limited. Please go ahead.
So the last con call you had spoken about the fact that you all were planning to hire a few brand ambassadors or new faces for advertising of the company. Is there any update on that?
Yeah, we have finalized the two brand ambassadors. So one,
okay.
And we'll let you know in the next con call. One is for a home furnishing range and second is for Monte Carlo.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you very much for attending our session. And if there's any query which is unanswered or if you have any future queries, you can please talk to our IR agency, Valorum, for further interaction. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of MK Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.